Hey, good morning, church. Hey, good morning to our thanks, and good morning to our online church family as well. My name is Carell, and I am the family ministries pastor and assistant worship leader here at New Passion. We're going to be continuing in our series called Faith Awakened from the Book of James in the New Testament. There's a lot to unpack this morning, so I'm going to read through our scriptures first and then go back and break it down from there. If you have your Bible, feel free to follow along, and it'll be on the screen behind me as well as on the screen for those online. I'll be reading from the NLT or New Living Translation. So let's dive right in. Starting, it's James 3, verse 13. If you are wise and understanding God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying, for jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. So let's jump right back to verse 13 and we'll start from there. If you are wise and understand God's way, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. So first off, where is the source of this wisdom coming from? It's coming from God. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, God has united you with Christ Jesus for our benefit. God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he has freed us from sin. Isaiah 55:9 says, for just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. God's wisdom is on a completely different level than earthly wisdom, which we'll talk about in a bit. And so James says, if you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it. Prove it by the way that you live. The first main point, if you have the insert, is this. Understanding God's ways will lead to wisdom that enables you to live an honorable life. Understanding God's ways will lead to wisdom that enables you to live an honorable life. Action is what speaks the loudest to people. Listen to this portion of lyrics from a song way back in the day called Live the Life by Michael W. I see some know. But for the world to know the truth, there could be no greater proof than to live the life. Live the life. There's no love as quite as pure. There's no pain we can't endure. If we live the life, live the life. Be a light for all to see. And every act of love will set you free. Our second main point this morning is good works should not be done out of, or should be done out of humility, not out of a motivation to be recognized and praised by others. Good works should not be done, should be done out of humility, not out of motivation to be recognized and praised by others. We don't need to point people toward ourselves. We need to point them to Jesus. All right, we are incapable of saving people. We can't even save ourselves. But through our testimonies and the good works, let those things point people to the only person who can truly save them, which is Jesus. And so What are the characteristics that we see in someone who is living an honorable life? What does that look like? Well, we should see the fruits of the Spirit evident in their lives, as in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. It says this, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." So that wraps up like what true wisdom is. Let's look at earthly wisdom. Referring back to verses 14 through 16. "But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every kind of evil." The person who is plugged into earthly wisdom deals with jealousy and selfish ambition. They are of this world, and their lifestyle will lead to disorder and every kind of evil. So what kind of characteristics do we see if we're plugged into earthly wisdom instead of God's wisdom? Well, we can go right back to Galatians 5 and look at verses 19 to 21. It says, "When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God." I mean, do any of those characteristics sound familiar? I think we've all heard these before. You know, and in the midst of all those things, the world puts movie stars and reality stars, sports heroes, politicians, musicians, and celebrities up on pedestals. So many people cling to their advice to buy their books, adopt their attitudes, hoping to be successful like them one day. Haven't we all seen enough evidence in the news that worldly success does not lead to eternal rest? Worldly success does not lead to eternal rest. Many celebrities have amassed these huge fortunes through earthly wisdom, and that wisdom will never figure out that true love, joy, peace, and contentment can only be found in God. It is so tragic that many in our society are focused on achieving what the world has to offer while losing their very soul. There is only one celebrity in eternity that people will be praising, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. But see, church, this is why we must do what James is telling us back in verse 13. If you are wise in understanding God's way, prove it. Prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with that humility that comes from wisdom. You see, the world has grown callous to churches telling them what they need to be doing when they don't experience seeing us doing those things on a regular basis. You know, they need to see that we are different from them. Brennan Manning said, the greatest single cause of atheism in the world today are Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips and walk out the door and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable. There was a famous Christian evangelist by the name of Steve Hill. And Steve Hill used to say that religion is hanging around the cross. Christianity is getting on the cross. You catch that? Religion is just hanging around the cross, but Christianity is getting on the cross. There is a huge eternal difference in playing church and being the church. So let me ask you something. Are you rooted in a group that plays church, or are you rooted in a group that is the church? I mean, do you actually know that owning a Bible doesn't get you saved? Attending church doesn't get you saved. Getting baptized doesn't get you saved. Being a good person doesn't get you saved. Your parents' faith doesn't get you saved. Holding a leadership position in the church doesn't get you saved. Being actively involved in a ministry outreach doesn't get you saved. Knowing how to speak church lingo, that doesn't get you saved. Raising hands in worship doesn't get you saved. The only way to be saved is by having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus clearly states in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me, period. There is no alternative. You got to come through Jesus. And Jesus doesn't care about our opinion on the Bible. Just because certain things are now socially acceptable, I guarantee Jesus is not saying, Dad, maybe we need to delete some of our scriptures to make the Bible more 2021 friendly. God is not second-guessing himself in order to accommodate addictions or sinful lifestyles. It is time to learn that the only opinion that we better be concerned about is God's, not culture. Okay, the wisdom of this world is sending people straight to hell. But believers, we need to be aware that this earthly wisdom will try to slip right through the doors of the church if we are not careful. And before you know it, a church can get consumed with gossip, jealousy, and disorder. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic, as we read back in verse 15. I mean, what good is it to have all this Bible knowledge in your head when it doesn't connect to your heart and to your spirit? Back in the 90s, there was a show that made fun of everybody, and it was called In Living Color. And there is no way it would be aired now, because people are even more offended, right? Well, there was a character on that show, and her name was Miss Benita Buttrell. And Miss Benita was a character who was as nice as could be to your face, but as soon as that person was out of sight, she would begin gossiping to everybody about them. So she would say something like, hey, my name is Miss Benita Buttrell, and I've been here all my life. I know everybody in this neighborhood. There are some fine people in this neighborhood, and there's a lot of trash too. But I ain't one to gossip. You know, and so sadly, there are people in church who are no different than Miss Benita. In fact, they sound very similar. Hey, I'm brother or sister so-and-so. I've been in church all my life. I know everybody in this Christian community. And there are some fine people in our community. There's a lot of fakes too. But I ain't one to gossip. Oh, hey, there goes Brother Davis over there. How you doing, Pastor? It was good to hear your message yesterday. It was really good. I'll see you later. You can find more joy in a graveyard than listening to that man's sermons. But I ain't one to gossip. Oh, hey, Brother Hill, how you doing? Good. I'll see you Wednesday. Right, a Bible study? All right. Brother Hill, man, nobody studies the Bible like Brother Hill. I tell you, nobody. Nobody at all. Sits up front every Sunday. That man needs to be sitting up front asking for forgiveness. Spends all his money on drinking instead of paying his child support. But I ain't one to gossip. I'm just sharing a prayer concern with everybody. We've heard stuff like that before, have we not? So in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 12, it says, wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. And so the third main point this morning if you find yourself plugged into the wrong source of wisdom, it is time to make an immediate switch. If you find yourself plugged into the wrong source of wisdom, it is time to make an immediate switch. Let's look back at the last two verses from today's readings, which are verses 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. So in the last two verses, James is wanting to remind us first that true wisdom comes from God. And from there, he lists the characteristics that make up wisdom. So we'll go through them now. Pure. True wisdom comes from God and is evil-free. Peace-loving. True wisdom does not seek to stir up trouble or cause strife. Gentle. True wisdom is not overbearing. It is helpful instead of harmful. Willing to yield to others. True wisdom is friendly and approachable. Full of mercy. True wisdom leads us in learning how to be compassionate and kind. Full of good fruits. True wisdom produces the fruits of the Spirit that we talked about in Galatians 5. Shows no favoritism. True wisdom is unbiased in the treatment of others. Sincere. True wisdom doesn't put on a front. What you see is authentic. Lastly, verse 18 tells us that peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. If we live out our lives in true wisdom instead of earthly wisdom, not only will we experience a peace unattainable by earthly wisdom, but we will be able to lead others to the true source of where our wisdom comes from, which is God. If you are here today and you realize that you have been plugged into the wrong source of wisdom, I got great news for you. You can ditch that fake source for a real relationship with the only one true living God. Allow God to unplug you from that wrong source and get plugged into Him. James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Jesus says in Matthew 7:24, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise like a person who builds a house on solid rock. How important is it for us to be on that solid foundation when we live in a world that's even crazier than what, you know, all the time? You look on the news and there's something else out of control. But we as Christians have that firm foundation to stand on so that when the waves of confusion are going on around us, we can still have our hope and security in Jesus. If you are wanting that relationship with Jesus, I'm going to tell you how you can do it. I'm going to read directly from Romans 10, verse 9. It's one of the clearest passages in the Bible telling you how to have a relationship. And it says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring our faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If there is a person that is here this morning or online that wants to have a relationship, he is waiting to hear from you. He longs to hear from you. And all you need to do is pray, which is having a conversation with God like you do a friend. And you just tell him something like this: Lord, I humbly come before you a sinner. I have rebelled against your ways and I am deeply sorry. I want to repent of my ways and ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, thank you for coming from heaven to earth to die on the cross for my sins. And I believe that you are God's only son and ask you to come into my life and save me. Please be my savior. Thank you for saving me and making me a new creation in you. All these things I ask and thank you for in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you ask Jesus into your life, whether you are here or wherever you are online, welcome to the family of God. That's right. Give God a hand, because he can take a nobody like me and just say, here, God, here I am, send me. And he can use me. He can use you. As a matter of fact, he wants to use you, you know. And it's not about who's on stage, right? It's about all of us in the room. We make up the church. And so whatever God has called you to, your mission field is most likely where you work or your school, your family. But working together to bring glory to Christ, who is the only true celebrity. Amen. And so let's go ahead and pray. And so I just want to encourage you, as I told the first service, I'm the quiet guy on staff. You know, I like doing stuff more behind the scenes. So when I get up, I'm a nervous wreck up here. So, but I said, yes, Lord, I want to serve you. And if I can do that, I'm not the best speaker, but I am willing to do that. And all we have to do is say yes, and he will do amazing things in your life that you never thought possible. You know, that people said, maybe people have said things against you and have put negative labels on you. It does not matter. If God called you, he's going to equip you and do whatever that is. He will give you those breakthroughs, and those people will be wondering, how'd they get that? God. That's it. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for another day, another opportunity to praise your name. We thank you that we can be in a Bible-believing church, Lord, that is strong and healthy. Lord, I just thank you for your wisdom, and I definitely ask for it because I need it each and every day. Lord, I pray that you would just continue to use us, God, as hopefully the works that we do good will be grounded in humility. And Lord, when they are not, I pray that you would check us, that you would convict us, God, because we're not trying to lead people to us. We want to point them to you in all that we do. You are worthy of our praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.